All right. So yeah, you'll get to a point in life where you don't talk to dumb people and ignorant people and unsaved people for too long. You can see the psychopath, the narcissist, pretty fast nowadays. Because if you think about it, it's all about them, you know. It's all about them. And when you got these low vibration Jerry Springer creatures, all they are is trouble. And people used to respect somebody who's older. Now they don't. They don't respect anybody who's older. And you'll see a pattern in life. You'll see a pattern, like if you get attacked by a narcissistic Jezebel, there's going to be some flying monkeys around. You might think, where did they come from? It's usually some kind of secret society or some kind of sect cult or something going on in the background you don't know about. They're doing some shady stuff that you don't even know about. And so two or three of them come around and say, oh, we're going to attack this person. You know. Because they never work alone. The flesh creature is so weak, they cannot work alone. They have no identity. They are people pleasers. And they're just weak. They have no faith. They have no hope. That's why they got to have other people around them. And you don't know those. You won't know about it. Because they try to make themselves look like they got the strength and the power, but they're actually dependent on so many other people, you would never know. If one of them sees you as strong, hardworking, minding your own business, they're coming after you. They are coming after you. And you have to use wisdom. And I learned to play dumb. My mom told me when I was younger, play dumb around them. But eventually they realize you're not dumb. You would hope. And eventually they realize you see them for what they are, but I don't, like, you make it clear that you see them, that you know what they are, but they still don't believe that you see them. Or they're so sick, they don't even know what they are. They project stuff onto other people because they don't want to admit that they are the narcissist, they are the psychopath, they are the sociopath, they are little kids in adult bodies, they are childish, they are stuck in a loop, they are in fear. Every narcissistic Jezebel psychopath is living in fear. They're living in fear. You might think they're fearless. Well, and my experience is anybody who acts fearless out here on the highway or anywhere, it's because they got a mama or a daddy that they can run and cry and call, and something happens, please help me. They're the ones driving crazy, acting insane, but there's always a mama or a daddy figure or somebody they're always looking for somebody to see them as the victim to rescue them, but they're actually the one causing the trouble. It takes a while to see through it, but once you see through it, and once that you decide to walk away and you make your final decision, you try the spirits. And anybody who says, you're not supposed to try the spirits, yes you are. The Bible says to try the spirits. You test and try the spirits. When you're doing rideshare, you listen to every conversation and you listen to the words. If somebody has a win-lose mindset, they're usually selfish, fleshly, earthly, temporal. They have not been renewed in the spirit of their mind at all. If somebody's always about their image and how they look and outward show and look at me, you know what that is. If somebody thinks they're better than other people, you know what that is. If you got people who want to be served instead of serving, you know what that is. Serve me, Queen Bee, but they'll never pick up any kind of broom or mop to serve you. They won't serve you, but they want to be served. They actually are trying to brainwash you to serve them. Seriously. Lazy. They're so lazy. They're so lazy. They've tried to figure out ways to manipulate people, but instead of being that way, just quit being lazy and you'd solve all your problems. This is really a thing. This is hard to believe. This is hard to believe, but it's real. I know it sounds crazy, but I've seen it my whole life. People are so lazy, they don't want to work, but they're doing all they can to manipulate you or some other people around them, or 5 people or 10 people, to do the work for them. But if they just quit being lazy, their life would go better. But they're so lazy, they spend more time trying to manipulate people to serve them, which takes a lot more work than just getting up and doing the job. Let's say they want to sweep a room. Instead of just getting up, sweeping the room, 5 minutes is done. They're sitting there doing mental gymnastics to see who they could get to sweep a room, and it might take them 3 or 4 hours how to manipulate somebody to get them to do it for them. I worked with a maintenance guy like that. Other people would come over to his property to catch up his stuff. He'd be standing there talking while everybody else is doing the work, and you're looking at him like, after one or two times, you say, "I ain't doing this for you. You do it. I come here to help you, not to do it for you." And he'd get mad, throw a fit, go to the boss or something. "Well, he ain't helping." "No, I'm helping, but he ain't doing jack. If I'm over here to help, he's going to be doing something." You know? Seriously, I saw that. They finally fired him. But he had everybody convinced that poor pitiful me. And he would be friends with all the females that worked there to make them feel sorry for him. Why they should feel sorry for him. "They didn't show me how. They didn't train me." Well, go on YouTube and watch it. If you wanted the job, learn how to do it yourself. Seriously, this is a thing. It's hard to believe that that's even a thing. By the time they tried to mind manipulate people, they could have already had it done in 5 minutes. We're talking about people who are sick, and their mama or their daddy enabled them to stay sick. Somebody enabled them to stay sick, because you can't stay that way unless you're enabled. And when you call people out on their junk, you're mean. No. You don't know what a spanking is. You don't know what it means that somebody holds you accountable. They're trying to help you. If somebody tells you the truth, they're trying to help you. People have lost their ever-living minds. And when you finally... Let's say you get involved with a narcissistic Jezebel. When you finally get away and you talk to enough normal people and you throw out some stuff that happened, and they say, you really reframe it according to a biblical, 100% biblical, and somebody says, "Well, why were they trying? Why did you feel obligated? Were you married to her?" Bingo. "Oh, yeah. She didn't want to get married. She wanted to play house. Oh, yeah, that's why I left. Exactly. She didn't want to make it right and do right. So why I don't have any obligation. Why am I under feel guilty for leaving and getting away from the Jezebel? She was just master manipulating. You talk to a third party and you ask them. You already know it's wrong, but you just want to confirm your decision because any kind of big decision, you like to make a final decision. You know, think about it, people. If you're not on a job, if you're not on the job with somebody, or you're not married to somebody, or any kind of legal agreement, you're not obligated to that person. Now, if it's a friend that you've had for a long time and back and forth, y'all feel obligated to each other because you trust each other because you're friends. But it takes a while. You're not going to know a person's character over a month. You're not going to know a person's character over 3 months. It's going to take some time. You can start to see, after about 3 months, you can start to see if it's a good character or bad character in a person. But most of the time, it takes a little bit of time. So to try the spirits is absolutely 100% necessary and biblical and expected. And if you don't, the Bible says in Proverbs, a wise man just believes everything they said without trying it. You don't try the spirits, you're being foolish. If you don't test the bridge, you're being foolish. If you don't get all the details, you're being foolish. And if they want you to jump too fast, they're trying to make a fool out of you. If they're not giving you all the details, they won't all know all your information, but they won't give you but 1%, or it's usually fake reality. They're trying to make a fool out of you. They're trying to steal, kill, and destroy, to be honest with you. You will overcome. You got to get mad. You got to get mad that this person's encroaching over your boundaries. This person's encroaching over your free will. That should make you really mad. This person's encroaching over your faith, trying to steal your faith or change your belief system when you know the truth. And they don't have a clue. They never listened to a theologian their whole life. They never studied a theology book their whole life. If they did, it was false doctrine, cults and isms. They never had a new thought. It's always what somebody else thinks. Here's the way it works. You get a thousand different. Let's say you have a topic. Once saved, always saved. Eternal security. So you listen to 50 different preachers. Some for it, some against it. Somebody sleeping at the wheel. So you got 50 preachers teaching on it, books on it, whatever. You look at it from all angles. So you listen to all their views, then you go back to the scripture, the word, and you study it. He that hath the Son hath life. He that began a good work in you will finish. You're sealed until the day of redemption. My sheep hear my voice. He won't let anybody be lost. Eternal life is eternal. It's not temporary. So it's an oxymoron to think you can lose your salvation. It's eternal life. He does the work. Faith alone and Jesus alone. You're seated in the heavenlies in Christ already. There's so many eternal security verses that you're once saved, always saved, once you're born again, that there's no way to deny it. The only way they deny it is take a verse out of context. And those kind of people, you need to run from. If somebody takes a verse out of context to prove something they believe, then they're going to take situations out of context in the real world to prove something they believe. And so these Jezebel, narcissistic, ignoramuses, they will take stuff out of context to get everybody to believe something that's not even real. And so it's self-preservation, making themselves look good. And it's really sad. They're willing to throw anybody else under the bus to save themselves. That kind of mindset is not somebody you want to go to war with or live a life with or hang out with or be connected with in a marriage or anything. They will throw other people under the bus, even you, to preserve themselves. Truth don't matter. Preservation matters. And when you got that kind of person around you, you better run if you can. And if you can't, you set up so many boundaries. If it's at work, you don't go to their house, they don't come to your house, and you don't talk about anything but the job. If you have messed up, slowly set those boundaries. Because a person who will compromise the truth for self-preservation instead of trusting God is a person who will throw you under the bus and you'll be dead on the side of the road, and they'll be laughing all the way to the bank. And they'll sit there and say, well, I didn't do anything wrong, when they know exactly what they did wrong. They know what they're doing.